Amanda DeRito works in marketing and communications at Utah State University. She says the change to online-only classes has caught professors and administrators off guard.
We've canceled classes tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, to give professors a chance to move what they don't have online there. Some classes are easier than others, and so there may be a delay for some classes in getting up and running, and we just really ask that all students just be patient with us.
Professors at universities across the state are feeling the squeeze from the sudden change. Dr. Patrick Belmont is a professor in the Watershed Sciences Department and the Faculty Senate President at Utah State University.
It won't be quite the same educational experience. That's why we do all this face-to-face teaching. But 25% of courses don't have any online content whatsoever at this point, and that's going to take a lot of heavy lifting over the next couple of days to make that content available in some way.
Dr. Angela Diaz is a history professor who's taught online courses before, but she says this time is different. I caught up with her at a departmental meeting to help professors prepare.
You know, suspending classes like this, I'm calling it make-do mode. My goal is to do as much as I can to make the remaining amount of content for each class as accessible and easily accessible as possible for the students, recognizing that the students will be under stress.
Dr. Frances Titchener says she's also feeling the stress.
40 years teaching. Mm-hmm. I've never been through anything like this. I've never been so much at a loss as to what is the best thing to do. I honestly don't know. It's getting to me.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.